Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, I think we just get that bad news out of the way to begin.
The bad news is a bit of personal news for me. I had to travel this week, so I went to Newark, New Jersey. That's where I flew in and out of.
Beautiful city.
Yeah.
Beautiful city.
It's about an hour and 45 minutes away from Atlantic City, which is where I actually had the work that I was doing.
Atlantic City's pretty fun.
Atlantic City is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No,
but
it's
fun. Like, when you live in Las Vegas, I would think it's probably a little bit less fun.
Yeah.
Like if you're like breaking away from the daily grind in Philadelphia and you go down to Atlantic City, you're like, wow, look at casinos.
But you live in a city full of casinos.
Well, we live in the entertainment capital of the world here in Las Vegas, yes.
And let's not kid ourselves, Atlantic City is not nearly as good as Las Vegas.
Okay.
But anyway, so had to go out there. Fairly long flight, you know, and flying in and out of Newark.
That's, what, 5-hour flight?
It's about a 5-hour flight, and then there's about an hour and 45 minutes of driving after that once you get on the ground. So, do the show yesterday, end up coming back, pretty long flight, get all the stuff, get home. It's not unreasonable when I get back. It's like 7 o'clock or something.
Okay.
But
not terrible.
But go to bed shortly thereafter because we're waking up to do the show at 6 a.m.
Pretty tired. And laying in bed last night, and as usual, my 2-year-old daughter, who's almost 3, at some point in the night, either comes into the room herself and hops in bed with us, or she, you know, starts crying a little bit. My wife go get her and bring her into bed.
Yeah.
Not once last night, but twice, I was woken up by my 2-year-old throwing up in bed.
Oh!
Oh, no!
Oh.
Yeah. Does she have a little stomach flu, or did she eat something?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
I guess.
Man, that's
I just hear, oh, my God, can you help me? It's my wife, and my daughter's like, bleh.
Oh,
bleh.
God.
I'm like, oh, this is gross.
And then, boy.
You know, gave her a little bit of water and put her back down. And for the first time, my wife went and got what I could only assume now is going to be the barf bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you guys have one of those when you were a kid?
I don't think so.
No.
I definitely had a barf bucket when I was a kid, yeah.
Oh, so it's happening. Full circle. Yeah.
So this is your fault. This is hereditary.
Yeah, sure. Throwing up, yeah. But yeah, so twice last night. So I'm a little more tired than usual.
Did she vomit on you? Or did she vomit on your wife?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Did she splash on you?
How much are we talking here? Like, are we talking like a gallon?
No.
I think she would have to go to the hospital if that were the case.
We're not exercising a demon here.
Just, like, her little head starts, like, spinning.
Ew, Sienna, you're right. But anyway, so she ended up, like, you know, I guess, feeling better after, you know, like you normally do after you throw up.
Yeah.
And she was getting some good sleep when I left, which is nice. But
you didn't.
No, and so, like, the wife and I had planned to go on a date tonight. Like, we have a babysitter and everything else, and I'm like, hey, do you want to go get a hotel and just sleep?
And she said yes.
Was she down for
it? Get the babysitter done. I haven't really actually asked her that yet, but, I mean, like, the sexiest thing would be, like, let's just go get a hotel and just nap.
Two queens.
Separate beds.
Dang.
In fact, how about separate rooms so that way you can fall asleep
watching. They can be connecting,
watching.
Though. They have
weird
little
connecting
door.
Yeah.
Can we not put me in one of those rooms? Like, I hate those rooms.
I don't like them. I don't feel safe.
I don't like them at all.
You feel like vulnerable? Like someone's going to open the door?
I mean, I know that they can't because of the way that the doors are set up, but I don't need a room that has a door, another door, another access point.
Yeah. I don't like those rooms. Creepy.
Well, some good news today as well to get things going.
What's that?
In Toronto, they have a free unlimited cheese dispenser that is going to be, thanks to Taco Bell, in what could possibly be the most unusual ad campaign that Toronto has ever seen. Taco Bell is determined to prove to Canadians that everything's better with nacho cheese. But they're not going to provide you with the things to dip the nacho cheese in. It's just free cheese. So you can bring your own fruit or your own salad or your own nachos or whatever it is that you want to be smothered in nacho cheese. And they say that visitors will be served on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, the chips aren't provided, but the nacho cheese is, which, out of the two, if I had to choose one free, I think I'd go with the nacho cheese.
I definitely would go with the nacho cheese. But let me get this straight, though. Mm-hmm. Are they providing containers for this nacho cheese? Or is it like a cheese fountain like you would see at like a Golden Corral?
I don't think it'd be a fountain. I think you'd like those little dispensers.
Like an actual
little pump things?
Yeah, little pump things. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
No, it wouldn't be a pump. You think it's a pump thing?
It's got to be more than the pump thing, right?
If they're saying unlimited cheese, I don't like that they're calling it unlimited cheese and then saying it's on a first-come, first-served basis. That seems like false advertising to me.
Well, it's confusing.
If you're saying unlimited cheese, I want to fill up my swimming pool with cheese and go start doing the backstroke.
See, I just want to lay beneath it and just have it cover me in cheese people like me more.
I feel like there's going to be a guy there who's just pouring it into his hand and then like licking his fingers and touching the button again.
It doesn't seem sanitary now.
Just gross.
Like, that's disgusting. Move out of the way. My turn.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have this one pen at work. I know that if anybody were to steal it, like, they would have hell to pay. And I know it's just a pen, but, like, it's my pen. Mine. Do you guys have anything like that?
Message deleted.
Oh, yeah. When it comes to pens, very specific with the pens that I like.
I have a favorite pen here, but it's lost.
Somebody stole the good pen that I liked out of this little jar over here, which is why I always carry my own personal pen that I like with me.
Yeah, I don't. If you care about a pen and it's important to you, why would you ever think about not, you know, keeping it in a public place where it could easily be hijacked?
That's right.
I don't know. Like, I feel weird just taking a work pen.
We actually do have good pens here. I don't know if you've gone to the supply closet.
We have a supply closet?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back by Bossy Rossi's office.
Yeah, actually, it's in that area.
Actually, I think it's a...
Bossy Rossi's office is the supply closet. My stapler.
We do have good pens. And there's something about a smooth...
Oh, yeah.
Like that a smooth ink. Yeah. Like, I will say, you do have good pens, too. Whatever the rollerball or whatever brand you choose to use. The ink flows generously.
Wait, are you saying that you've used my pen before?
I may have.
You son of a...
I may have.
Got my hands on. Please leave a message after the tone.
What's one food that makes you really gassy that people wouldn't expect? For me, it's soda. I know, it's weird, because everyone else says it makes them burp. I don't know why. For me, it comes out the other end.
Message deleted.
Onions for me. Onions will do a number on me. I bought some, like, Flamin' Hot Fritos, and I bought some Frito hot bean dip, and it was like, I was, you know,
Are you trying to test your fiance's resolve?
Yeah.
She loves Fritos. Like, those are her favorite. Like, her favorite chip is Fritos.
It's risk and reward here. I mean, she knows what's going to happen to you if you both sit down and enjoy these Fritos together.
Beans usually don't do things to me, but this particular batch of hot bean dip, she made me throw it out.
Really?
She's that
like,
foul?
She's like, go into the refrigerator right now and throw that away.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What was your favorite childhood toy? I remember I had Silly Putty. That was the stuff. I used to do the whole putting it on the newspaper thing, and it would copy it, and those are good days.
Message deleted.
I used to have it was a Hess gas truck. So Hess is a gas station. I don't even know there's still Hess around the country. But you know what I'm talking about? It looked like a little semi.
Yeah.
And it had real working lights. And I just remember I loved pushing that thing around when I was a kid.
I liked the Polly Pockets.
Polly Pockets.
So like they're like these little cases and then you open it up and they like the smallest little toys or whatever, little figurines.
They have something similar to that nowadays. They're called LOL dolls. And they are...
I don't even know what that is.
Hot garbage. My daughter loves them. They're like $35 a piece, and it's nothing but packaging.
My favorite toy was the about 12-inch...
Oh, thick, boy, stop right there.
Thick rubber.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, come on.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Because you could beat the hell out of your friends with those things. It was like a rubber billy club.
Stretch Armstrong was the same way. Yeah. Grab him by the arm and
let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there's been a lot of talk about Jeff Bezos and he's getting a divorce and him and his wife don't have a prenup, which you wouldn't expect that they would, right? I mean, they've been together for 25 years before either of them made all of the money that's been made through Amazon, making him the richest man in the world. So likely she's going to get 50% of what he has, which is $70 billion. Will make her the richest woman in history. So good for her. But it's not lost on people that newly single-ish Jeff Bezos is still very, very wealthy.
Yes.
And so there's a bunch of thirsty chicks online that have started the Pick Me Daddy Challenge.
Oh, come on. Let's start there.
First of all, I don't like when someone refers to a man as daddy.
That's
like in a sexual way. Yeah. Daddy so is creepy.
Creepy.
Do not do that.
So creepy. You like, go talk to somebody.
Get therapy.
You need help.
You get daddy issues.
But, yeah, there's a bunch of chicks out there that are just falling all over themselves trying to get on the radar of Jeff Bezos, and it is awesome. Because these chicks are morons.
Well, of course.
Oh my
and
God.
Keep in mind, like his wife that
he's already moved on. He's got Lauren Sanchez,
right?
Who's really pretty and very like voluptuous.
Yeah, and she's pretty accomplished too. Like she owns like a helicopter company that like shoots B-roll for movies and stuff. Like she's done fine for herself. So it's not like, you know, Jeff Bezos is going to get swept up in the idea of, you know, hooking up with some bimbo on Instagram because she puts out there that she's interested in a dude with $70 billion, which who isn't?
Yeah.
The Bonnie Springs Ranch, if you've ever been out there.
I have many times. I love Bonnie Springs. It's a fun thing to do, to take people who are visiting from town, you know, out of town, that something that's not on the strip.
They have a little petting zoo out there. My daughter loves it.
Beautiful area. Yeah. Right next to Red Rock. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have sold Bonnie Springs to a developer, and they're going to put some houses out there.
And makes me sad.
Probably because Bonnie, as you may or may not know, passed away back in 2016 at 94 years old. Mm-hmm. So certainly lived a full life. I do remember going out there one time before she passed, and she's in a wheelchair because she's in her 90s. Mm-hmm. But she loved all the animals out there, but they would roll her into the enclosures with like the leopard and the wolves and stuff. I remember when I went out there one time, I'm like, why is there an old lady in a wheelchair with the wolves?
Was she by herself? Like, was someone like there with her?
No, there was somebody there with her. But like, what would they have done if the wolves decided to turn on her?
I mean,
but
I guess she had a relationship. 94, with her. That's a good way to go, right?
Just get eaten by wolves? I don't know.
Man.
I feel like, you know, peacefully in your bed, surrounded by loved ones.
Whatever, you know, you choose your ways. I will choose mine.
Seems so chaotic and dramatic.
Well, I came up with the name Bonnie Screams for a Halloween thing, so that. Guess that's the upside of her being just read by wolves.
Dave. Yeah. That's a bummer, though, that they're going to be building houses.
Yeah.
And seeing that they're still, Bonnie Springs is still going to keep its charm. Like,
I don't see it.
I don't see that at all.
I mean, they've been trying to develop near Red Rock for years anyway. And
I know, but
it's
leave Red Rock alone.
They're going to be some pretty big houses. I mean, they're talking about building 20 residential lots out there.
Yeah, like,
and the plan is for each one to have 2 to 3 acres.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to be really expensive, I imagine, homes that they build out there.
The whole point of, like, Bonnie Springs in that area is supposed to be, like, secluded and, like, old-timey Western themed. And, like, you build houses, you're taking that away.
Yeah. And then,
but what can you do? It's private land, you know? Yeah,
they sold it. It is what it is.
That is. Like, I see there's petitions and stuff online, and I'm like, the land's already done. It's already done, guys. You know, it's a private thing. It's not. Yeah. This isn't like taking over BLM land to build houses, because that's a completely different subject, which should not be happening. But, you know, this is private land that's been owned by a family, and now it's sold. This is,
they can do what they want with it.
Yep.
So there's a number of things that have been rolled out as a result of CES here in Las Vegas, and there's a couple of things that caught the eye of the Las Vegas Sun, the newspaper here in town.
Mm-hmm.
There is a handheld remote control for measuring stress levels and heart rate and producing a massage that is then customized accordingly.
Oh.
The chair, which was launched in May of this year, costs $30,000. Sylvia, why do you have that grin on your face? You're like, uh-oh, I'm stressed out again, Mr. Chair.
Really stressed. 30 grand. So you could buy a very nice car or a chair.
Or a chair.
That will massage you.
Yep.
Or you could just go to the airport. We don't have an MR. Go to a airport and sit in those, which always seems a little dicey to me, though. Yeah, chairs.
They have them at airports and malls. They have them at malls and stuff.
Yeah, I guess the southern outlets.
South outlet, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you're walking through the mall and you're like, oh, God, my wife wants to go to another store. You know what I need? A calf massage with some really hard plastic balls in the back of my leg.
And do you do it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
I got a crisp $1 bill that's going to give me the best 30 seconds of my life.
Cove Digital Home Security is a pre-programmed out-of-the-box security system for your house that costs $15 per month It's a do-it-yourself home security system, and basically the whole upside to this is that it doesn't take anywhere from 2 to 5 hours to install like some other of the, you know, security options out there. Uh-huh. If you're doing it yourself, they're saying this one will take less than half an hour, and it can be set for as many windows and doors as a home may contain, and it's connected to a cell phone tower, not Wi-Fi. So that's what's interesting about it, right? Because you worry about, okay, a lot of these are hooked up to Wi-Fi. Well, what happens if
the Wi-Fi goes down?
The Wi-Fi goes down, or they cut the Wi-Fi, or whatever it is. This is an alternative to that.
Really smart. Yep. I mean, as we, you know, CES this year, home security, very important. Ring is going to be rolling out a whole new line of products. But like Amazon, Google, I'm surprised Apple hasn't gotten into this field yet as well, as far as like the home security, the home doorbells, the, you've got the floodlights, but now they're going to have like walkway lights too. Have you seen those?
No,
that are
not
going to trigger the other devices. So like even if somebody's just walking by, new spotlights. Again, I still say
I love this stuff. I love it so much.
The $1 billion idea that we had a couple weeks ago, the taser in the Ring doorbell.
Yeah. Like if somebody comes up and you don't want them at your front door, just a taser shoots out.
What if it's like a relative that you don't want to see?
Yeah,
I know. That's what I mean. It's specifically for relatives.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Or a if you can change your ringtone to actually just Samuel L. Jackson saying, ding dong, bitch.
Ding dong, bitch.
I would,
all right.
I would enjoy that.
All right, I don't know if your fiance would be on board, but okay.
I've got to tell him.
And you're just going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Assert your authority.
That's right.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, we managed to put in a full week's worth of work, and I imagine that gave Ian a lot more potential material to pull from for the blooper reel. My friend, is it as bad as I fear that it is?
Oh, it is terrible. What happened?
Look, we, you know, you got to get some reps back. I mean, you know, it's like
it's
when
a new year.
When you come back from the off season, you know, you got to.
You guys are doing this on purpose. You're purposely like setting the bar real low.
You have preseason games for a reason.
But wasn't that a resolution to like be
to
better?
Be better?
I got
to.
Yeah, Sylvia, you have no room to talk.
I know. I have. I need to have a talk with myself.
But don't bloop during it. But you probably will.
Yeah, you blooped last week. Immediately after the bloopers.
Yes, I did.
Immediately.
Yeah. Immediately.
You were making fun of yourself for blooping, and you blooped.
Yes. Yeah.
Here is an all-new blooper.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
Houston knew he was going to jail. When a deputy asked him why he's being taken to jail, he said that he threw dad at his pizza's face. He said that he threw dad at his pizza's face.
Log on to brianhead.com and click the lodging page for your stay and ski packages. Click the lodging page for your stay and ski packages.
Good job. I can rewatch something like Sopranos. My fiance and I started watching that again not too long ago. My fiance.
Log on to brianhead.com and click the lodging page for your stay and ski packages. And click the lodging page for your
Specific incident that you remember that reminds you on a daily how awkward that phase in life was. That reminds you on a daily how awkward that phase in life was. Son of a bitch.
Log on to brianhead.com and click the lodging page for your skis, your stay and ski packages. And click the lodging page for your skis.
Snap, crapple.
Does it crapple?
Crapple. Loud snap, crapple.
Does it crapple?
And high temps around 32 degrees. 30 degrees, round 30 degrees.
Awkward that frightening phase in life was. Son of a bitch.
KXTE-FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Oh, Ian. Very nicely done.
Magnificent.
Yeah, great job, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You're my muses.
Do you want to read any more sponsors, Sylvia?
No, we got like three more, man.
Same one every day.
Yes.
Same one every day.
Yeah.
Every hour, actually.
Yeah. Every hour, yeah. Darn stay and ski packages, man.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, honey, there's something inspiring about seeing people achieving their lifelong dreams. You know, they work hard at something and they finally get to where they wanted to go.
It's very inspiring, Dave.
Right. And it doesn't happen that often, right? I mean, people a lot of times have goals, but they're afraid to really chase after those goals.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
You got to reach for it. If you want to get it, you got to go for it, right?
This guy really went for it.
What happened?
His name is Dwayne Wilson from Wakefield, Virginia.
Hell yeah, Dwayne.
24 years old.
Wow, so young.
Already achieving his dreams in life.
That's great.
Wednesday morning, he sped through a construction zone, and the cops tried to pull him over, but Dwayne had a different idea. He took off and wound up leading them on a high-speed highway chase through three counties.
Three counties?
Oh,
at one point, they even clocked him going 130 miles per hour. And you're like,
that's pretty fast.
What was all that lead-up about? Achieving your dreams?
Yeah.
When they arrested him, he told them it was because, quote, it was my lifelong dream to run from the police.
Well,
24 years old. That was
mission.
A lifelong dream.
Accomplished. Did you, does it say what kind of car? Was this a Smokey and the Bandit style, like Trans Am that he was running for the police?
You have like a Dukes of Hazzard car that's built
Dom
specifically
DeLuise,
for Yeah.
Dead body in the sidecar.
Yeah.
No, R.I.P.
Did not say. However, in this next story, we do know what kind of car is involved.
Okay.
Because this man from Ohio, 40 years old, was doing donuts in his brand new Pontiac.
They still make Pontiacs?
I was surprised, too.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, according to the story, it's
brand new.
It's Pontiac G8. Maybe it was just brand new to him. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe brand new to him. I don't think Pontiacs exist anymore, Dave.
No?
I'm pretty sure
they
don't.
Maybe it was new to him.
Let me go to Wikipedia.
All right.
Can you confirm or deny?
Pontiac has been defunct since 2010.
Oh, really?
Then it must have been new to him. Wait.
9 years ago.
Why am I looking at AutoWise, the 2020 Pontiac GTO Limited Edition?
I'm looking at Wikipedia. It says they went defunct in 2010. I haven't seen a new Pontiac.
Now, are you sure that they actually went out of business, or did they just get defunct?
Now, the Pontiac that's being referenced in this story, I believe, is just a new used car.
New to him.
Okay.
Right.
New to him.
So, this is a Pontiac G8.
That makes sense.
It's not new to me. New. It's just new to
new me.
It's new to me.
Okay.
Police say that he lost control when he was doing donuts in this parking lot and hit a live power pole, knocking the pole over and leaving the car with a crumpled front end. The real downside here is that his two kids were also in the car.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And
what are you doing?
They were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries.
What are you doing, man? I mean...
Yep. One of the kids, high school age, the other one was younger. Fairchild has been cited for reckless operation, but the official report has not been completed as of yet.
He wasn't... Was he drunk?
No.
Completely
sober?
So, just wanted to take his kids out to a parking lot and show them how this sweet-ass Pontiac G8 performs.
G8?
Which, as it turns out, not very well. Snowy parking lot, right into a power pole.
I'm looking at the Pontiac G8. A Pontiac G8 looks just like the old Grand Prix.
Yeah, yeah. So an incident occurred.
But the first picture that shows up on Google Images, though, Dave, is a pretty sweet-ass Pontiac burning that rubber.
Hell yeah.
Making them smoke, baby!
So this incident occurred at the Hotel Zamora on Tuesday, according to deputies Jason Bradley. Jason Bradley Teets.
No.
Yep. 48.
How do you spell that?
T-I-E-T-Z. It's got to be Teets, right?
It's not going to be. No.
Yeah.
It's Teets.
Or it's going to be something else.
Yeah.
I know.
It's Teets. We're going with Teets.
Okay.
Burnsville, Minnesota was seen leaving an elevator with no clothes on. A worker called a manager after watching old Teets go out on the balcony and saw him on the hotel rooftop sitting in a chair while going to town on himself. Teets was confronted by the manager who escorted him away from the rooftop, but when he got to the fourth floor of the hotel, he ran into a room and locked the door.
Why would they stop on the fourth floor?
I don't know.
Like, we're going down to the lobby.
The manager called law enforcement, who arrived and took Teets into custody. They put their hands all over Teets, cuffed him up. He was arrested for lewd behavior and possible trespass as well in a structure. A misdemeanor, according to authorities, so he is now in a bunch of trouble.
Was it just the moment that got him? You know, you're sitting on a rooftop late at night in Florida, and you're asking yourself, what would any other Florida man do right now? And
you just, like, set the mood for himself.
The answer is, pour yourself a nice glass of Chardonnay, take off your pants, go up to the roof, and
bust out your folding chair, have a seat, and start going to town.
How romantic.
All right. One final one for us today in the Redneck Report. A 79-year-old man from Ohio called police to complain about the quality of services that were rendered to him by a pair of ladies of the night. He paid $500 to these ladies to visit his home. The man, who lives in a Cleveland suburb, dialed 911 on January 3rd to report a robbery. During a conversation with the police dispatcher, Bat said that he was in the process of getting robbed by two ladies who took $500 from his wallet. By the time the cops arrived at the complainant's house, the ladies had left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The John, identified in a police report as William Batts, old Bill Batts, said that while the hookers did perform some kind of services, the duo failed to meet his expectations. Blech. Batts told officers that he met the women through a friend in Cleveland. He described them as females, approximately 40, and dressed in all black. One woman, Bat said, is about 5 seconds. The other one, named Keisha, is the short, fat one.
Oh, my God.
Stop body shaming Keisha, Bill Batts.
Keisha.
While Batts appears to have admitted to solicitation, a misdemeanor, he will not be charged in connection with the disappointing experience, according to a police official.
You know, nobody has work ethic these days. And Bill, you know, next time, don't dial 911. This seems like a more of a, you know, a better business bureau.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, hello, Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to file a complaint.
Yelp. This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Can you yelp, hookers?
You can try.
JD Powers.
The short, fat one didn't do nothing for me, Keisha.
$500 for two.
Also, can you imagine being a hooker and you show up and it's a 79-year-old cranky dude named Bill Batts?
Who's complaining about
it.
This job sucks.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present The Internet is
Awesome.
Yeah, the internet did not disappoint us in these last few days. The woman at the JetBlue counter that was having a bit of a meltdown, she called the person at the gate a rapist because they wouldn't allow her to board her flight at the time that she wanted to. She also, at the airport, informed him that she had a gun.
Yep.
And it was all captured on tape because people are sitting around bored at the airport and somebody starts losing their mind and instantly cell phones pop up all over the place. And so we have the audio.
And there's a guy commentating, sort of. And you can hear him kind of laughing.
He's like, oh, man, this is all. Did she just say shit?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Damn it, who does that to a woman like me?
She's a gun because you're homeless? What? What are you doing at the airport?
How do you put those two things together?
And if you're homeless, you are definitely not going to the airport to hang out and like have drinks because she's pretty hammered, reportedly. Like, a drink at the airport is going to cost you a small fortune.
If you did not know the context or see the video, what this was, where this was taking place, you would think that this was like pretty horrific audio, but then you just realize that it's just some self-entitled douchebag who's not getting their way, so they're melting down because they're drunk, which makes it so glorious.
Yeah.
So the Bears, of course, eliminated from the playoffs, and one Bears fan was none too pleased as he was walking out of the stadium. He recorded this.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million. I don't know how much Cody Parkey's getting paid, but that little from South Florida can't make a tick for his life. I mean, how much money we gotta pay this? How much opportunity do you need? How many missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna hit this year? 11. That's how many. You, Cody. You.
Settle down there, bro.
I think relax, this man. Guy and the airport chick, they should get together. Yeah. They should hook up. Yes. It'd be so loud.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what their lovemaking would sound like? It would be horrible.
Yes.
Also, to be fair to the Bears kicker, it was tipped.
It was tipped.
And he scored more points that game than anybody else.
Right. Poor guy. Like, Chicago just eats people like that alive, though. Yeah. Like, they find a scapegoat, and it's just all over for that person. There was some audio that we need to get to as well involving that game, because Ian pulled the Spanish play-by-play of the guy missing the field goal, and it's pretty great.
El snap, le mete el pie, distancia, dirección, le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor. Los hijos se van con la victoria. ¡Ay, papá! No, señor. Chicago. Nos vamos para New Orleans. Filadelfia gana el partido. Le dio al poste. Y falló. Parky falló. Los Eagles ganan el juego. ¡Ay, papá!
What is going on
there?
Why
are you calling your dad?
That guy is the best.
I feel like, though, even though as glorious as that is, they're intentionally going over the top.
They have to
of
be,
course,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody actually cares that much about a missed field goal.
My favorite part about Spanish announcers is when they sing. They just do like some sing-song.
Why did you just break in a song right there about Chicago? But can you imagine if Al Michaels did the exact same call? He yelled out,
a heart attack.
No, sir.
Chicago.
No, sir.
Where's my dad?
Dad, where are you, Dad?
It's a weird time to bring that up, man. What are you talking about, Al?
Al, he passed away 13 years ago.
Oh.
Chicago. So, final thing in the internet is awesome is a couple of guys in the South that were chopping down a tree. And they had a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And they referenced Yolanda. I don't know who Yolanda is.
Gotta be one of their wives.
Maybe.
Gotta be one of their wives.
There.
She's not there.
Somebody who would tell them to stop being stupid.
And as it turns out, it would have been very helpful for them if Yolanda was there, because sure enough, the guy mowed down the tree in the wrong way. And so when he was chopping it down with the chainsaw, it fell on his truck.
I'm in Arkansas with my brother-in-law. Got this tree right next to the house right here. Been dropping limbs on top of the house. And so Terry said, hold my beer. I'm going to cut this thing down. So let's see what happens. I better get far enough away. Somebody's got to survive this so we have the story to tell. Now, if Yolanda was here, she may not approve, but she ain't here. So don't do... yeah, let's do it. Terry! It's coming!
Oh, no. I just realized that the guy's name is Terry.
Yes.
Terry!
Oh,
Terry!
Loud,
it's coming!
Ow,
it's coming!
Ow, Dave!
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's top stories! Here's what's making news.
So digital TV is talking about remundling. So the idea that you could put things together like Hulu and Netflix and HBO and Showtime, blah, blah, blah. You put it together for one amount instead of it just being a la carte, which kind of, I think, defeats the purpose.
This is why people were moving away from cable and satellite subscription services, because they wanted to cut the cord because they were paying too much and getting stuff that they just didn't use.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's really maddening about it is that you, with cable... Like, I still have cable.
Yeah, me too.
But it's almost exclusively because of live sports. I don't really watch a lot of other stuff on cable. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't watch anything live because just sitting there watching the commercials. But it is a little maddening when you compare it to some of the services like Hulu and Netflix and everything else that don't have ads. Like, the fact that you're paying so much for cable, the average household's paying $107 a month for cable.
I wish I was paying that much.
I do too. Mine's
mine's
way more
two
than that.
At least.
Mine's over two because I have the NFL package.
NFL, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
And because of that, you go, okay, well, so I'm paying all this money to get all this entertainment, but then I also have to watch commercials. It's like it's one or the other, right?
But as a fight fan, you know, for me, I've subscribed to now DAZN and ESPN Plus, and I still have to have Showtime for boxing. Yeah. And I got to have HBO for, so even like all the standalone apps, I'm still spending well over $100 between all of those now.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's funny how it all comes back around. I don't know if we're going to see a rebellion against Netflix, because Netflix continues to put out pretty good programming on a pretty regular basis. I think they're going to need another massive show. You know, House of Cards falling off is a big loss for them. I'm trying to think what else is, you know, like a must-watch show that the entire country is watching. Bird Box happened, but
Bird Box is a big deal.
That felt like more like a viral marketing campaign than a movie.
Yeah,
That's not sustainable. You need something that's...
Making a Murderer was obviously a big deal, more so on the first season than on the second season, because we obviously know what happened now, and we know that still in jail and all that stuff. But they're talking about... Maybe Prime Video and Apple are secretly working on something similar to putting some of their programming together, which, I don't know, could be interesting.
Well, Apple's talking about launching an Apple TV streaming service as well to also compete against all these, which we're also going to see a Disney streaming app here in the next few months.
I'll be all over that one.
Makes sense for you because your kid... You know, I mean, it's, you know, the programming is going to be perfect for young children.
Yep.
But again, that's probably not going to be cheap. I have a feeling it's going to be in the same price range as HBO.
Probably 12 bucks a month.
HBO, I think, is 15 a month.
Maybe 15 a month. So it's still worth it, though, because if my daughter wants to watch a Disney movie, I end up buying it.
Yeah.
Because she wants, if she likes it, she'll watch it over and over and over and over again.
If not, then.
And they're 20 bucks a piece. You know, that's less than the price of a movie a month, and she can watch whatever she wants whenever she wants.
But just adding it up on top of everything else, HBO, Showtime, if you're a Ray Donovan fan, I will tell you, there's a new show on HBO, or not HBO, on Showtime, I just streamed, called Black Monday with Don Cheadle.
Is it good?
Okay.
It's set in the 80s.
Okay.
And there is a Lamborghini limo. That's all I need to tell you.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. Billions is coming back, I think, this weekend on HBO, or on Showtime, rather, and I love Billions. It's probably my favorite show on TV. So what's worse, double dipping or the 5-second rule?
Depends. I think double dipping, if you are alone, is fine. Who cares if you're alone?
Well, if you're alone.
Or if you're with your significant other.
Because yeah.
What, you don't double dip with your significant other?
We respect each other's, you know.
Really?
Dipping.
Because I wouldn't mind if my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or whatever double dipped. I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd mind if a bunch of my exes came over and I'll start double dipping. I'm like,
But if I had a significant other, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, no, because you do plenty of other stuff where
which is
you're not so much worried about.
Yeah, but you're not thinking about
grosser.
You're not even thinking about that sort of stuff.
Wait, what did you just put in the? Did you just double dip? Oh my god!
No.
So what is this, a scientific study or is this
they actually said that double dipping is worse than the 5-second rule, and picking something up off the floor.
Told you.
They're saying it picks up way more bacteria than it would if somebody hadn't double dipped. And those, you know, things like the cold, flu, coughs, all of that, you're much more likely to get sick off of double dipping and or exchange germs with somebody than if you drop something on the floor for a couple of seconds and just pick it right back
up. And traditionally, you don't, when you're spreading your sickness, you don't know you're sick.
Right, yeah.
When you're contagious,
you're most contagious.
Yeah, by the time you're coughing and you're getting medicine, then you're not contagious anymore.
Yep. So this is going to create, I imagine, some awkward tensions amongst roommates. Police in California say a man stole a scratcher from his roommate that was worth $10
million. Million.
The ticket was purchased at Lucky Grocery Store on December 20th. Police said the man bought the $30 ticket in hopes of winning some extra cash for the holidays. The man,
$30 scratcher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The man won and thought at first that the ticket was worth $10,000, according to cops. He then told his two roommates. Investigators say the man went to collect his winnings the next day and was told he was not a winner. Turns out, according to the cops, the man's ticket was not his ticket. By the next day, the real ticket resurfaced when his roommate tried to turn in the winner. There's also the other roommate who suspected that, you know, the scratcher wasn't a $10,000 winner and figured out that it was indeed a $10 million winner.
So wait, the one roommate made a fake scratcher?
Or went and bought another scratcher or something like that.
Okay.
And swapped it out, thinking the guy would notice. And he didn't, initially. But, like, what kind of band of morons are these? Like,
all of them. They're all idiots.
You don't know that it's a $10 million? You think it's $10,000?
Take like, 1 second. Read over it.
Yes. Yeah.
Like if
you think it's a $10,000 winner,
they
like,
have an app now.
You scan it.
You scratch off the little thing on the back and you just scan it. You don't even have to scratch all the other things off. If you're a real degenerate, that's all you do.
It's just one?
You just scratch the little barcode off the back, and then see if you won money or not. Because it's all on like...
I mean, I enjoy the scratching process.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff gets all over the place. But also...
You like the anticipation?
Like, I just like the actual process. I'm like, oh, what's revealing the numbers?
No, nah, man, that stuff's nasty. You get all the little dirt, little scratcher dirt.
And you just like, scratcher, you
know, on the floor.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
then it's sitting on the floor.
And then your food gets on it.
It's not my problem.
Yeah, you drop your Cheetos. Yeah. Next thing you know, your roommate's stealing your $10 million lotto ticket.
It's called the dog over. Come here. Eat daddy scratcher.
Also, why would you ever tell anybody that you won $10 million? If I won $10 million, again, you'd never hear from me again.
A band of morons.
Yeah.
Never hear from you again.
Nah.
You wouldn't like take us out to a nice dinner or anything?
I would just disappear.
Like MIA?
Be like, did Mahoney die? Nah. We don't know what happened, but we assume he won the lotto.
Who is that in that helicopter hovering right above the radio station every morning?
He's always laughing.
Why is he always laughing and pointing?
Huh.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the longest you guys ever made the server at Olive Garden grilled cheese over your food? I always want to tell them that they're going to need a separate block of cheese, but I wimped out after about 7 Mississippi.
Message deleted.
You counted? 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6. That's a lot of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
I love.
I mean, there's really no. You could just pile it up as high as the eye could see. There's never a thing as too much cheese in my eyes.
See, I'm very shy when it comes to that. I'd be like, okay, no, it's fine. But like my friend, she'd be like, no, keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
I really like the Olive Garden. I feel like it's an underrated, like there's people who won't go to like chain restaurants.
Right.
But I feel like Olive Garden.
Like your family when you go there,
you
right?
You are. Yeah. The breads, just breadsticks alone. I just want to go there and eat cheese and breadsticks and I don't even need the pasta. Just give me some booze and the Alfredo sauce and just cheese all over my minestrone soup and it will be a glorious day.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm never going back to the gym. No. I had like a little incident yesterday. Like nobody was there besides me, but I fell. I was on the treadmill too. So I like now I'm just like covered in road burns. So nope. Never again.
Message deleted.
Yeah, they have like that little jet ski thing on treadmills that you're like supposed to put on your wrist so that way if you start.
Yeah. Thing.
But nobody ever wears those things on treadmills.
You
can't wear that.
Wearing it.
Besides, you're running. Like you can't. How does that even work? Like it's on your arm and, you know, like with jet skis, your hands are stationary because they're on the handlebars.
It's to stop it from, you know, the jet ski going, you know, 2 miles down the
just
water.
Keep flying down the
You're the only one at the gym, though. Like somebody saw you.
Yeah.
It's on a video camera somewhere. Or like one of the.
That's getting released.
The people at the front.
Uh-huh.
They're like,
loser.
I mean, I've seen people fall at the gym.
Have you? I don't think I've ever seen anyone fall over the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I've tripped.
But, I mean, you're like a Planet Fitness guy, right?
Yeah.
I imagine there's lots of people falling on Planet Fitness.
Man, it's $10 a month.
They put those free bagels and pizza out, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I got to get to it. Which seems counterintuitive.
Bagel and pizza?
They have bagel and pizza parties there at the gym.
What?
So
you got a carb load, man.
You can go
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Eat 1,300 calories and then go burn off two.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Not sure that's...
I mean, it's not going to work. It's not going to help you.
Delicious.
Please leave a message after the tone.
There's like literally a million cooking shows available for people nowadays. I'm thinking about becoming a cook. Should I become a cook? Like after watching all these shows, like it seems pretty easy. You just have to meet the right people and you work your ass off. And the next thing you know, you got a Michelin star.
Message deleted.
I don't think that's how it works. My dad's been in the food industry for 50 years and it's not an easy industry.
No.
It takes a real toll on your body.
Yeah.
Unless you own the restaurant, if you're the money guy, it's fine. But if you're the executive chef, and you do that, you know, it's props to anybody who works in the food industry, because it's a thankless industry.
Well, sometimes. Like, what he's saying, though, is you get all caught up in the idea that it's like this glamorous gig because you see all of these now famous TV chefs that are out there. Yeah. It's like Law and Order. Like, it makes being a lawyer seem cool, when really... It's because it always shows them in court having like these awesome arguments and pinning people down.
Like, you boil it down to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, my week looks awesome if you boil it down to 30 minutes.
Your week is awesome. You live a charmed life.
It would just be 30 minutes of me sleeping.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. So, tomorrow is my birthday. I was wondering if I could ask Sylvia a favor. Sylvia, since you have such a magical voice, can you persuade Ian to sing me a quick hit of Happy Birthday, but in the style of Marilyn Monroe? I would greatly appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Message deleted.
Oh, wait, so because Sylvia has a magical voice, you want her to convince Ian to sing to you as if he is Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Well?
Ian?
Not going to happen.
No. Oh,
no, I'm sorry.
Ian.
It's his birthday tomorrow.
And he's turning 32 tomorrow.
It's a big birthday.
Yeah, I'm
singing enough on this show today.
It doesn't matter.
No, I don't want to do any more.
Andy has been listening to the show from the beginning.
Ian.
Happy birthday, Andy.
No, yeah, Mr. Andy.
Mr. Andy.
Start over.
Happy birthday, Mr. Andy.
Breathier.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. Your inner Marilyn Monroe.
Breathier. Where?
Happy birthday, Mr. Andy. Andy, happy birthday to you.
KXTE FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas.
Live from the Dollar Loan Center,
Don't Be Broke, Downtown Studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
What do you want for his birthday, man?
X107.5.
I think it was beautiful.
Well, happy birthday.
I think I might be pregnant.
Well, I'm aroused.
That was great.
Oh, goodness.
Hell yes.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So a bunch of millennials think that they're going to die with credit card debt.
I believe it.
Oh, that sucks.
The average millennial had about $32,000 in personal debt, excluding home mortgages, last year.
Excluding? Wow. Yep.
According to Northwestern Mutual's 2018 Planning and Progress Study, Ian, over or under $32,000?
Under.
Under, okay.
Under, significantly under.
Sylvia, over or under $32,000?
Under. I don't have any debt.
Okay.
Sylvia doesn't frivolously spend money except for on makeup.
Well, she also lives with her parents. So,
but that helps.
Well, sure it does. Yeah.
It does help.
Mahoney, over or under $32,000?
Under.
Why'd you grin?
What? Because I'm getting ready. I'm gonna buy like a $100,000 car.
What?
You decided on it?
No, come on. Buy a Hyundai.
You're gonna buy a Hyundai.
That would be pretty awesome if you pulled up in a Ferrari.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
Because you couldn't fit in it. It would just be so impractical.
Dude, like, that's the thing. Like,
he'd be mad every morning.
We should do a show from Mahoney's
spaces like Vince Neil.
When I got that job down in San Diego, I was making like $25,000 a year, and then I got my salary quadrupled to $100,000 a year when I moved down to San Diego 10 years ago.
Yep.
And I thought I was going to be rich. I'm like, because I'm living okay on $25,000 a year. And,
right.
You know,
4X that. You're like, it doesn't matter how expensive California
is. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then I had really no debt at that time because I was living with my parents. And then when I moved to California, I moved back here with probably like $15,000 in debt, even though my salary quadrupled.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Now, you hear that all the time from football players. They're like, we get paid a lot of money, but we also have a lot bigger bills because there's an expectation of how you have to live your life. You know, you have to buy the expensive car and the expensive house, and all these people, they want, you know, you got to buy your mom a house and everything else.
Yeah.
And then if that money for whatever reason goes away,
you get hurt.
Yeah, it's a big
problem. That's why I always liked Alfred Morris. That guy, he was driving around like a 1992 Honda Accord and said, I'm not getting rid of it. This car runs fine. I love this car. And, you know, I'm going to save my money. Same thing with Rob Gronkowski. Another
Kawhi Leonard from the NBA. He does the same thing where he drives like a 1994 Chevy Tahoe that's been paid off for, you know, a decade and a half.
Why would you burn, like, if you're making multi-millions of dollars, why would you just decide to frivolously just, I mean, I could see how you can get caught up in
that. Because you get caught up.
I don't make I don't make anywhere near what those guys make, and I still spend my money like a boob.
Can you imagine if you have more money? Is,
if you're making millions of dollars a year, like some of these guys are, and it's crazy when you hear that they, you know, a lot of NBA players, baseball players, NFL players go broke 5 years.
Because you don't think it's going to happen to you. Like, you don't think it's going to stop.
But if you saved your money, that could have been money that could set up generation after generation. You could set your family up for who knows how long and really change.
But do you know who's not going to the club tonight with three hotties? My future family.
Your great-grandchild?
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, figure it out on your own, kid. A Wyoming cat has been infected with the bubonic plague. Cat in Wyoming with the plague is the third feline in the state in 6 months to contract the disease.
I thought you were talking about like a really cool guy. This Wyoming cat I know.
This cat from Wyoming. The last time a human in Wyoming contracted the plague was back in 2008, one of six cases since 1978, a health department statement said. Animals and fleas from animals can pass the plague on to humans, so super. About 7 humans a year get the plague in the United States.
That just sounds so just medieval.
It does. Like what wiped out everyone in Ireland back in the day?
Yeah.
It's like the Black Plague,
like,
you know?
We shouldn't be
wiped
it.
Out half of Europe.
Yeah. We shouldn't be having that in like 2008.
Like it's...
Much
like
less 2019.
Yeah.
The plague is scary as hell, right?
Just the name of it.
Bubonic.
The bubonic plague.
I don't even know what bubonic means, but it sounds scary.
Either that or it actually would be a really cool cat from Wyoming. He's like... What's your bass player's name? Oh, that's Chad Bubonic.
He's in a really crappy metal band.
No, he's in like a crappy Bob Marley cover band. I'm Chad Bubonic.
Plays well.
And finally, this is actually some good news. The cancer rate in the United States has dropped continuously over a 25-year period.
This is awesome.
Representing a 27% decline, according to a study that came out in the last couple of days. A study from the American Cancer Society found that approximately 2.6 million fewer cancer deaths in the U.S. since reaching a peak of 215 deaths per 100,000 people. The most recent data available is from 2016, which found 156 deaths per 100,000 people. So obviously cancer has affected all of our lives in one way or another.
Yeah. Touches everyone.
Yep, it's a terrible disease, but the fact that it's moving in the right direction over the course of such a wide sample size of 25 years is very encouraging.
I really hope that in our lifetime that there will be a true cure.
Yeah.
You know, for cancer, that we can beat it. You know, that's, you know, like as humanity moves forward, you know, these are the things, like the little things that don't matter, you know, like whoever's in control of whatever and the
whatever politicians and everyone arguing about that stuff. No, like it changes the world if you have a cure for cancer.
Yeah,
it does. And that would be great.
Work on that, scientists.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of demoralizing, too? You're like, you know what? I know that I'm never going to do anything really significant.
Yeah.
But, man, if somebody else could figure that out for me, that'd be really helpful.
Thank you. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, I'm just trying to pay my rent, man. Just trying to pay my rent on time-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Ish. You got 15 days.
Yeah, right? Like once it gets to the 16th day, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Then you get hit with the late fee. Yeah.
I know this game.
Yeah, we're doing the dance.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
When the richest man in the world is getting a divorce, it certainly causes people to pay attention. And that's exactly what's been going on in these last couple of days. We found out that Jeff Bezos and his wife of 25 years are going their separate ways.
Yep.
They are likely going to have to split their entire fortune down the middle. So she'll be the richest woman in history at $70 billion.
I'm curious, though, because a lot of his money is obviously in Amazon stock, being Amazon one of the richest, if not the richest, depending on how the stock market is performing on any given day, company in the world. Mm-hmm. Does she get control of half of those shares?
Yes. If they have to split the property 50-50, all the land that they own like 400,000 acres and stuff like that, it's going to be rather complicated. At least so far, it seems amicable, right?
But the biggest divorce, because the other one was like $3 billion, $2 or $3 billion.
A couple of billion dollars here and there,
This isn't even close to that.
Not even like in the same ballpark.
15 times.
So this is, it's gotten more interesting over the last few days because we find out he's getting a divorce and he puts out the nice statement saying, you know, if we knew that we would split after 25 years, we'd do it all over again.
Which
you're
is
like,
sweet.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. So
you don't usually hear exes say that.
And then we find out that there is somebody else, at least in his life. We haven't heard anything about her yet. And she's also married, but separated from a Hollywood talent agent. Then we find out that there's some text messages and maybe even some pictures. And the text messages were found by the National Enquirer, who said that they did the biggest investigation that they have ever done. And if you recall, the National Enquirer did do a lot of digging on the whole Tiger Woods thing. So anytime there's a big scandal like this involving a high-profile celebrity...
I don't know if I believe all of it, though.
Well, you may have to take that back after I play you this next piece of evidence, because this is not the National Enquirer that uncovered this. Mm-hmm. We here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show have been known to do some strong investigative journalism.
We have a crack investigation team. The I-Team!
Yes.
And by I mean...
It's just Mahoney. It's
why he calls it the I-Team. It's just Ian.
Ian team.
It's the Ian team.
Yeah. I try.
Well, Ian, this is pretty groundbreaking, I think, when it comes to this whole... you know, divorce and how deep he is in with this new girl of his, because I mean, to write and perform an R&B song for your new love is really something.
It really is. And he is a poet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have read some of these text messages.
Do you want me to go through some of these? Should I just read them? I mean, cause they are, I mean, just verbatim. He said, "I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon."
Oh,
not mad at that. That seems like something a new couple would text to each other.
"I miss you. I want to kiss you right now and tuck you in slowly and gently, and maybe in the morning wake you up and be not quite so gentle with you."
Oh, that's, you can get rough.
"Your energy and ideas and competence and spirit," in all caps, "turn me on." So
what's wrong with any of these texts?
We're not saying there's anything wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong with these texts. Yeah, it's just the fact that, you know, we're able to read these.
It's just, little did we know that these text messages would be turned into a very sultry R&B song for this woman.
He was just basically testing out the material when he was texting it to her to see the response that he would get. And now we know, thanks to the I-Team, that this was all, in fact, leading up to this glorious moment.
Let our intellectual selves overrule those passions.
Because it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's just sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, I wanna smell you. I wanna breathe you in. I wanna hold you tight. I wanna kiss your lips. I love you. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. I miss you. Because it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. It's sex. But it's nerd sex. We don't have to worry about the parachute opening, because we're jumping together. We are sharing the parachute, and it will land safely. We have chosen each other. Yeah, it's sex. I wanna kiss you right now and tuck you in slowly and gently, and maybe in the morning wake you up and not be so gentle with you, 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 yeah. And have some sex. Yeah, you've smitten the Bezos. Now I'm gonna give you the Dezos. Cause it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. But it's nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Let's have nerd sex. Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It was not a cheap investigation. $625,000. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's how much it costs us to uncover that, but well worth it.
They should make a movie like Indecent Proposal, but instead of a million, it's like 70 billion.
Yeah.
And instead of like laying on a bed, it like at the end falls on whoever.
Yeah.
And
crushes them.
Wow.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
I'm glad to see that things are unraveling for R. Kelly. The investigation is continuing into him, and it is, in fact, a criminal investigation. The Fulton County DA's office have opened an investigation into the allegations made against the singer in Surviving R. Kelly. They say the probe was launched over the last few days as a direct result of what this show and TV series was depicting.
His daughter's actually come out and condemned him, called him a monster.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the people who are giving this guy a platform, who continue to support him, are the ones who are enabling this type of behavior.
But it's curious that it took so long for him to, you know, get into trouble and to have people like,
yeah, it's really a shame.
Yeah.
Because there's been a number of people making noise about it, and it took a TV series in order to actually
to
get somebody
everything.
To do something about it.
So is that the key to getting things done? Just make a
documentary,
a Lifetime series.
Yep,
and that's how we are going to expose these monsters from here on out.
Cristiano Ronaldo, somebody else that could potentially be in a whole lot of trouble. There's a woman that accused him of assaulting her at the Palms. This is years ago now, 9 years ago, and he had basically gotten away with it, and he paid her off, and there's a settlement.
$365,000 or $100,000 settlement.
There's a lot of money. Now she's saying she doesn't want the money anymore, and she just wants there to be justice because of what happened. And so Las Vegas police have reopened the investigation, and they're requesting a DNA sample from Ronaldo because it's always sweet justice, in my opinion, when something gets exposed after 15, 20 years or whatever it may be because of DNA, and somebody gets busted for a truly horrific crime.
There are these, I don't know if you've been following along, they had that California, the Golden State Killer was exposed through it wasn't even his DNA. A family member, distant relative, uploaded their DNA profile to one of these sites, and they found him
through
that.
And,
it's crazy how advanced that stuff is now. It's pretty amazing.
Tim Tebow is now engaged. Him and his former Miss Universe, they've decided they're going to move forward and get married.
Oh, that's
and that's
sweet.
Great news because now Tim Tebow can finally get laid for the first time ever.
You think he's really a virgin?
Is he still a virgin?
He claims he is. I don't know. I imagine that would be pretty difficult. He's 31.
Yeah. I feel like if you make it out of the teen year, I mean, because he was one of the biggest stars in college football at the time.
That's what I mean.
Like,
he's huge star, Heisman Trophy winning
handsome
football
player. Handsome guy and amazing shape. Yeah.
Went on to play in the NFL and all his Major League Baseball stuff, but also very successful in his own right with all his TV programming.
The commentary.
He writes books, everything else. So, I don't know. It seems he put a big-ass ring on her.
Yeah.
7.25 carats.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Well.
The ring is internally flawless, just like you, he said.
Do you say those sort of things?
Shut up.
Or did,
I mean,
that's when she pulls out that little
magnifying thing.
No, it's not, actually.
No,
I see a flaw on there.
This is not a VVS-1. This is clearly a VVS-2.
I was like, yeah, well, I see some flaws, too, now that we're bringing it up. Like, who carries around one of those little monocle things? What are you doing?
Dave and I know a lot about diamonds.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. We worked with this guy who, a bit of a crazy person.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And made us read his book on diamonds.
Well.
Why?
He was a client, and he's like, I would really want you to read my book. We're like, you bet. Can't wait to not read your book. Kind of the Cliff Note version of it. We all just sort of traded notes so that we had a couple of talking points so we could act like we'd read it. Oh, man.
But we learned a lot about diamonds.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Okay, well, that's
good. Don't ever, like, unless you're, like, laundering money, don't buy VVS-1s.
Yeah, waste of money. Jillian Michaels has come out and slammed the keto diet. That's been going on for a couple of years now, right?
What is the keto diet? Exactly.
High fat, high protein, low carbs.
Yeah, your body goes into ketosis, and so you're going to burn up a lot more fat a lot quicker because you're eliminating certain things from your diet.
Okay.
Jillian Michaels, who's obviously one of the most famous trainers out there all of the Biggest Loser stuff.
Yeah. I mean, has transformed a lot of those people's lives.
She said that it ignores important parts of your diet, so she's not a fan of it. That's the thing, though. I find it so demoralizing when you finally find a diet and you're like, all right, I'm all in on this. And then some other expert comes out and tells you it's hot garbage. And that's normally the case with like fad like diets. I get it. But at the same time, it's like, man, just when you feel good about something or just when something's working for you, someone's going to come out and say it's all garbage. And then that's going to, at least that's how it works for me.
I just
give up and go back to my old ways.
But if it's working for you, I mean, just
who cares, right?
Yeah.
I mean, traditionally, diets they fail for the vast majority of people because you're changing your lifestyle.
Because people don't want to change
your lifestyle. You could temporarily change your lifestyle, but you need to permanently change your lifestyle. I trust Jillian Michaels. You know, I mean, somebody who's worked with countless weight loss clients, you know, probably one of the most renowned people in the world when it comes to weight loss. Hmm.
And finally, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has allegedly purchased a $250 million yacht.
Oh, he bought a tiny one.
Yeah, he bought a yacht about the size of a football field.
Oh, my gosh.
And he purchased the $250 million boat in December. According to the yacht's manufacturer, the vessel features a garage for smaller boats or jet skis.
Get out of here.
A full gym and a spa, complete with a sauna and a massage room. Ugh. Can you imagine getting the call like, yeah, good news. You get to be Jerry Jones's masseuse.
Out at sea for...
On a yacht. I mean, I understand, just you, like, and him in the middle of the ocean.
I mean, I understand, like, the gym and, like, the jet skis. It's super, like, extravagant or whatever. But the garage for smaller boats?
Yeah, yeah, man. And if you're going to do it big. He also has not one but two helipads on the thing. So it comes complete with several sea trials already this winter before heading to Norway for some tune-ups. Forbes estimates that he is worth $7 billion. So, you know what? Like, $250 million bucks?
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's fine.
And yeah, those boats hold their value fairly well.
Yeah. Just makes me mad.
Because you don't have one?
Yeah.
You can't buy one?
I want a yacht. You know what? In fact, Jerry, if you're still looking for a masseuse.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You don't want to be one of Jerry's seamen. Last night.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Oh boy, Mahoney, you might be in trouble today. Sean is joining us here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Graduated from USC, the aerospace program, is that true?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I have five rather elementary questions for you. I'm going to ask Mahoney the exact same questions. If you get more correct than he does, you win today. Are you feeling confident?
Anything but history, yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh.
There's a little history in there, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any engineering questions on this one, Sean.
How much did you spend in grand total on your education, Sean?
That much.
I'd rather not say.
That bad. All right.
Six, well over six figures?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, maybe I'll take it easy on you.
Maybe.
Well, maybe I won't either.
Get out of here. Mahoney is going to a soundproof studio right now where he cannot hear. And again, make sure that door is totally shut there, Sylvia, if you'd be so kind. Thank you. And I'm going to ask you the questions first. You're just trying to get more correct than he is. There is no pass today, all right? Total of five questions. Here we go. Question number one. Which water sport is the official state individual sport of Hawaii? Which water sport is the official state individual sport of Hawaii?
Okay, I'm going to say surfing.
Surfing is correct. Very nice. Oh, I'm worth one. What song from the Disney film Coco won the 2018 Academy Award for Best Original Song?
Disney film Coco?
Yeah, yes. So Coco, do you remember that movie that came out?
Did you see it?
In 2018?
I think I did. I can't remember Best Original Song, though.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Any guesses?
Any guesses? I don't even remember if it's the right movie, Two Strings.
Remember Me. Yeah. Remember Me was the song.
Coco. Yeah. I heard Coco.
All right. No problem. Okay. All right.
Okay.
On to question number three. Which park is the most filmed location in the world? This is a park. It's the most filmed location in the world.
Universal Studios?
Are you sure?
Is it a theme park?
No. It's not a theme park. Yeah. It's not a theme park. It's a park.
Okay. Park. I guess Disneyland or Disney World. Oh, what?
It's God. Central Park.
That kind of park.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Mahoney's probably not going to get these either. All right. Here we go. On to question number four. A little bit of history for you. What year did World War II end?
And here's history, which I'm about to. World War II.
There we go.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
1943.
More central.
Bump it up.
Like a park.
Bump it up.
Huh?
Close enough?
No, not close enough.
No.
You got to get it right, but you know how okay. how the correct answer in the last question was Central Park.
Yeah.
Try to figure this out here. Yeah. It's in the 40s.
Okay, so 1948.
No.
God dang it, man.
No. It's 1945. 45. The central part of the 40s is what I was trying to lean to there. It's all right. Final one. Here we go. Who painted the Sistine Chapel? Which artist painted the Sistine Chapel?
What's it? Michelangelo or Da Vinci, I think. Yeah,
Michelangelo's right.
Here we go. Yay.
We're going to take it. Yep. All right, so you're on the board. You got two. So just hang with us. Don't tell Mahoney how many you got correct, and we'll see if he can do better than that. A tie does go to you, though, okay? All right, so hang with us.
All right, thanks.
How are you feeling about spending the $200,000 on the education at this point? Pretty good? All right, Mahoney. Have a seat.
Welcome back, man.
All right, Jeff, how'd you do?
His name is Sean. You can't ask him that.
Are you confident in what you did there, Jeff?
His name is Sean. Stop calling him Jeff. All right, so.
You ready to get taken to school?
All right, so Mahoney, all you have to do is get more correct than Sean did, and you will get your first win of 2019.
My undefeated streak will continue, Dave.
You don't have an undefeated streak. There is no pass to that. Question number one. Which water sport is the official state individual sport of Hawaii?
Surfing.
Surfing is correct. On the board with one.
That could have gone another way.
What song from the Disney film Coco won the 2018 Academy Award for Best Original Song?
Remember Me.
Remember Me is right. On the board with two.
Hell of a movie. On Netflix right now.
Which park is the most filmed park in the world? The most filmed location in the world?
My guess would be... This is a tough one. I'm just going to go with Yosemite.
Yosemite is incorrect.
Was it Arches?
No, Central Park.
Central Park.
Yeah.
I thought you said National Park.
I did not say National Park.
You seemed like a liar.
Sean thought I said amusement park, because that's where his mind took him. So he said.
So we can agree, Sean. These are poorly written questions.
They're not
right?
poorly written questions.
That's what's going on here, right?
Don't try to turn him against us.
He knows what's up.
In what year did World War II end?
1946.
No. 45. Yep.
Okay. I always get that wrong.
You're an idiot. Everyone hates you. All right. Fifth and final one. And actually, it all comes down to this. Uh-huh. Sean got two correct. You have two correct.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
You can win right here.
Mm-hmm.
A tie means that Sean gets hooked up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Which artist painted the Sistine Chapel?
I know this one. Sean, is there anything you'd like to say about how smart, intelligent, handsome
Gross.
I am? How much you love that I'm the best part of the show? Anything?
I gotta say, you're amazing.
No, don't.
I don't know this answer, Dave. I don't.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Your final answer is no answer.
You can hit the pony. But it is Michelangelo.
Well, you just ruined your undefeated streak. Yeah. It's a tie. So congratulations, Sean.
A tie is not a loss.
I mean, you didn't win.
And for one of the many Mahoney-aniacs out there like Sean.
Oh, shut up. Stop naming. There's no fans.
Is a Mahoney-aniac.
For a man who spent as much money as he did on college, I feel like he could treat himself to some tickets.
KXDFM HD1, Corump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, how about this? Early into January, we already have what I think could be the teacher of the year.
What happened this time?
What? A substitute teacher in Ohio was caught when one of his students pulled out their cell phone and started filming him. Mm-hmm. He was at the front of the class at the teacher's desk.
Sure.
The newly released footage appears to show Tracy Abraham, 41, pleasuring himself in the middle of a class. The clip shows him looking at something on his cell phone, which he holds with his right hand. Meanwhile, his left arm can be seen moving up and down under the table.
Obviously, what is he saying?
Reported the behavior to school administrators, and Abraham was immediately removed from school. He has been charged with public indecency, amongst a number of other charges.
Arrest that man.
Yes.
At that point, you have a problem.
What are you doing?
If you were doing this in a bathroom or even somewhere private in your car in the parking lot, you have a serious problem.
Yes.
to do it in class. Like, what are you doing?
There's 30 kids in there at least. Yeah.
So, a couple of employees at a Waffle House in DeKalb County, which is where every episode of Cops ever seems to be filmed, have been fired after they were seen pouring food on a passed out customer and appearing to make him dance. So this dude came in, hammered, to the Waffle House, passes out, and they start messing with him. We have been in contact with the customer and have apologized, said a company spokesperson. When we learned of this event, we launched an investigation and have terminated the employees involved. The victim's fiance, who asked not to be identified, said the man did not know he had been humiliated until the video was shared in a now private Instagram page featuring similar videos of other customers at the location.
I wish I had access to that video.
Me too, man. In the video, the employees are seen pouring salt on the man's head as he rested on the counter. They topped the salt with a slice of cheese and a squirt of ketchup. At another point in the video, a male employee was seen taking hold of the customer's arms and making him dance. The victim has no memory of the incident and went to the Waffle House early that morning to sober up.
See, this just goes to show you can't go to sleep anywhere.
No, if you are going to pass out in a Waffle House, you're lucky that's the worst thing that happened to you, that they made a burger on your head.
But you can't eat it.
So a man...
Also, how did you not notice ketchup in your hair when you went home?
For some reason, this guy... Yeah, I know. Where did this slice of
bleeding?
Cheese come from? This
oh,
is
God.
Delicious. So there's a guy that decided that he was going to try out an energy drink, and now this Zambian firm that makes the energy drink has had to suspend production because I guess it has the same ingredient as Viagra in it, and he drank the drink and said that he has been... for more than the normal 4 hours.
What's the name of this?
It's SX Energy Natural Power Drink.
Okay. Can we get that here in America?
Yeah, please. Let's give it a shot.
it says it's going to keep you up. It wasn't lying.
Also, every time that I see a commercial for Viagra or Cialis, it's like, if you experience an erection for more than 4 hours, contact a doctor immediately. So, like, are you sitting there at, like, 3 hours and 42 minutes, and then it's like... Finally, and you're like, oh, so this is perfectly normal. Like, who wants a 3 hour one of those?
Do you start a stopwatch? Is that what's going on? You got a little somebody who's got a starter gun?
I mean, do you like get through a couple of movies and then phone the doctor? Just seems.
And
way
also,
too much.
Is that the call your doctor really wants to get at 8 o'clock at night?
Hey, it's Dave. Again.
Had an energy drink.
And finally, Paris has had to close down their first naked restaurant after 15 months due to lack of customers. Ian, you're the sort of weirdo that would go to a place like this, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Why wouldn't I?
Define naked restaurant. It's like
it's the first nudist restaurant in Paris.
So the customers are nude and the servers are nude and the cooks are nude?
Well, it's actually called Au Naturel.
Okay.
Which sounds great. It opened in November of 2017. We will only remember the good times meeting beautiful people and customers who were delighted to share exceptional moments. At this time, Stephanie said that nudist beaches and other tourist reports only offered people the opportunity to be nudist in the summer, and this restaurant would keep the lifestyle available year-round. Diners left their clothes and phones in a cloakroom after arriving and were given a pair of slippers to wear into the dining room, though women were told they could leave their heels on if they wished. The decor inside was minimalist, with the menu consisting of upmarket French bistro cuisine, lobster, snails, parsley cream sauce, priced at $57.50 for three courses. So it doesn't say anything about the wait staff being naked as well. I think this is just more for the people that want to come in.
Like, people are like nudists.
Yeah.
Like, they're into
Why?
That.
Like, what's... I don't know.
I don't like...
Ian, as somebody that's done a nude bike ride, I don't understand the appeal.
I do a lot of... I just do a lot of nude.
I just feel like when you sit down, it's going to be cold.
It's liberating. You don't...
Liberating?
Yeah, I don't want to sit in a booth like that somebody else was just sitting in naked.
Skinny dipping with your high school girlfriend for the first time ever. Liberating. I get it. But like sitting next to Steve while he's butt naked eating a loaf of bread in a French bistro just seems...
And then when you get up...
A lot better in concept than in reality.
When you get up from the booth and like your skin sticks to...
Yeah. Is it a leather booth? It's got
to
be a leather booth.
It has to be leather. But then you have to like wipe it down. Yeah. Do they give you wipies?
Don't order the hot dog.
Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Also, I don't like eating when I'm nude in general. Like, I won't. Like, if I'm home alone...
You're not coming over to my house.
I'm putting clothes on before I eat.
I mean, how much... definitely at least a pair of boxers, right?
At least.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have something
I
on.
I prefer boxers and a shirt.
I don't want to see my stomach while I'm eating.
Right.
To remind me that I'm a fat ass.
You just, like, look down. You're like, I've lost my appetite.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Dang it.
God, I'm ugly.
So good.
So good. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do any of you have that one older person in your life that, like, for some reason has a borderline antique phone? I know one guy who still has a Motorola Razr.
Message deleted.
You know what? If it works well enough for your lifestyle, what we found is that there's many, many times there's too much phone in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so if that works for you, you do you, man.
I haven't seen anyone with a Motorola Razr.
It does make me think that the person is not as connected as they could be, right? Like, if you
but
see
do they
somebody,
want to be connected?
But in right, the end, that's the they might be happier.
It's like when somebody tells me that they have an email address at juno.net or Hotmail. You're like, really? You haven't updated
even AOL.
AOL,
is Juno
sure.
Is still a thing?
I don't think Juno is.
Is Juno? No, I don't think Juno is. But okay. Hotmail definitely is because there's still
I
people.
I think Hotmail's done.
No, Hotmail's still out there.
I thought it's they closed it down.
No.
Well, if they did, it's redirecting somewhere else because the people still give me Hotmail addresses from time to time.
Really?
Like, you haven't updated your email address in 30 years? Like, that was like one of the first ones to come around.
Right.
It really was.
At Yahoo?
At Yahoo, yeah. I think, was the first one, right?
But Yahoo doesn't seem as antiquated as Hotmail.
No. They just came out with a study, though, if you're trying to get your kids to, you know, stay off the screen or limit their screen time and phones, television, computers, and that things of that nature. It starts with the parents. They say that it has to start with the parents. Their screen time has to cut down if they want their kids to cut down.
That's actually one of the gripes that you hear from older kids. Like, little kids, like, they just want to watch their cartoons or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's that. But older kids get more frustrated with their parents than it being the other way around because their parents don't pay any attention to them.
Yeah.
Maybe if you weren't such an annoying kid, I'd pay more attention to you.
Hey,
think about that.
Kids, parents have been ignoring their kids for millennium.
Yeah.
You know?
Since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to say, Ian, you seem like a really strange kind of guy. You're punk, but you have cats. I mean, I feel like I would see you on an episode of, like, My Strange Addiction or something. Later.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, but if you had a strange addiction, what would it be?
Ooh, my strange addiction. Probably crack cocaine.
That's not strange.
No.
That's
okay.
That's pretty normal.
Eating rubber cement?
Yeah, eating rubber. You know,
picking your nose?
I still bite my nails real bad.
Eating your boogers?
Actually, looking at my nails, they look pretty tasty right now. I might.
Ugh.
Well, they've been growing for a little bit.
I think Ian he's an interesting guy. You know, he marches to the beat of his own drum. You know, if he wants to have cats and be punk and do drugs and whatever else he does.
I don't
you
smoke
know, whatever,
crack cocaine.
Whatever
I
you kids do.
I just want to let you know.
He was kidding. He was kidding.
No crack cocaine whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done crack cocaine?
No, I've never done crack cocaine.
It's probably a good thing.
Why? What are you guys doing after the show?
I mean, it is Friday.
Let's party.
Woo! Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, I just got some terrible news, guys. Looks like I can't like weed anymore. My grandma just got back from shopping, and guess what she bought? Pot leaf earrings. Great. Now she'll probably ask to borrow my patchouli oil, sleep on my couch, and bum smokes off me. You know, get your life together, Grandma. You had your time in the sun, all right? Don't be rocking my pot swag. I mean, let's be real. The earrings are pretty cool.
Message deleted.
Let her live her life, man. Don't judge her. Your grandma.
She like, says she's at the end of the road. Let her speed up a little bit.
It's crazy because in Nevada, you know, marijuana is legal, CBD is legal. Mm-hmm. How many older people who I know in my life, who never smoked or never did drugs or never did anything, are now using like CBD oil for almost everything?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've never used CBD.
They're using
oil,
it for like MS. They're using it for sleep aids and
like shoulder pain, like all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Which is so much better than like going down the opioid road or sleep pill road.
If they're, you know, smoking it or like partaking in weed because it was so taboo. Maybe when they were
it still
younger.
Feels taboo.
It does. It feels like I'm breaking the law.
Yeah. But
still,
like, it's legal in Nevada.
Like, going to a dispensary, because I've done that a couple of times, and that doesn't bother me even in the slightest. Sure. But the idea of even, like, talking about smoking weed, I'm like, oh, it's so dangerous. I'm like, no,
but
it's
can
not.
You imagine them? Like, the older generation?
It's always been like that. I think it'll take probably a few more years of it being normal for it to feel normal.
But, you know, like I said, if it's a viable solution that's not destroying your body like opioids are, then, you know, do it. Go for it. I think it's great.
Would it mess you up, though? Like, if you went over to your parents' house for Thanksgiving, your mom's like, what's up, bro? Come on in. Turkey's
Mom,
almost
never
done.
Said bro.
Also, the turkey's not even in the oven. What?
Bro.
Get your life together.
Catch Rookie. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5. Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews. Cheers. Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
It is our favorite time of the week. It is beer for breakfast after a hard week of actually working all of the days. We are going to treat ourselves this morning, Mahoney.
That's right, Dave. And today we are treating ourselves to the Lead Dog Brewing Company's Pineapple Passion Milkshake Northeast Style Double IPA, which is maybe the longest name we've ever had of a beer.
Little wordy, if we're being honest.
So far, the Lead Dog Brewing Pineapple Passion Milkshake Northeast Style Double IPA has 8% alcohol by volume and 35 IBUs, according to their website. But on the can, it says 40, so I don't know who to believe. Do I believe what's on the can, or do I believe what's on the web?
You believe what's on the can.
See, I was going to go, I believe what's on the web.
Really?
Yeah.
It would seem like a pretty big blunder to screw up the can.
Maybe they've updated it.
Maybe
you have
so,
to get,
maybe so.
Like right now, you have to get your packaging approved by a government agency. So maybe they haven't been able to update.
Because the government shut
and
down.
And not that there's a big difference between, you know, 35 and 40 IBUs. Today being served from a 16-ounce dark green and colorful pint can. So it's been a good week. We've worked very hard, and I think we should all cheers and just, you know, treat
absolutely
ourselves.
Absolutely.
Cheers, David.
Cheers,
Ian.
Cheers to you, Ian.
Cheers. Yeah, big drink of the Pineapple Passion, which we'll refer to this as, because otherwise it's going to take 30 minutes to get through this review. The proper glassware, serve this out of a pint glass. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's all take a look at the Pineapple Passion from Lead Dog Brewing out of Reno, Nevada. They started in 2006, so a relatively new brewery, but they have a lot of beers out there right now. And are producing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of stuff floating in it. That's supposed to be the case, right?
I know it's supposed to be like it's cloudy, but it also looks dirty.
It looks dirty because
okay. like Dave said, like there's stuff
floating. There's floaties.
In it. Yeah.
There's floaties.
Yeah.
I would say the look on this pours a very, very hazy yellow body with a normal amount of carbonation, a small fizzy white head that didn't stick around very long. There was a good amount of pulp floating around in there, and it actually will settle if it sits too long. So not, you know, give it a little swirl, just to mix it up a little bit. There's quite a bit of lacing left behind on the side of my glass as I enjoyed this beer. They used a lot of pineapple in this particular brew, and we can see it right here in the pulp. Mm-hmm. The next category is the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Pineapple Passion Milkshake Northeast Style Double IPA. What are you smelling, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, so it's surprisingly muted, right?
Yep.
I mean, for a double IPA, you'd think you get more of the hops in there.
Yep.
You definitely get a little bit of sweetness to it. You don't really get a lot of the alcohol.
Yep.
It smells malty, if that makes sense.
Okay. It makes sense. And is this a inviting beer to smell?
Yes, definitely. And I agree with Dave. It's almost like it smells creamy.
It does smell creamy, and I think you're smelling a little bit of the lactose in there, which is what part the milkshake part of the name. You know, lactose is the sugar that comes from milk.
Would you say that this would bring all the boys to the yard?
It possibly.
Yeah.
Sylvia?
Oh. Is it going to bring boys to my yard or what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
If you're lactose intolerant, should you drink that?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
No.
No. Don't. Okay.
Don't.
Okay, good.
My girlfriend is. I'm just wondering.
Don't. I mean, it's not like as much lactose as there is in, say, milk, but, you know, if you're lactose intolerant, there's 1,000 other beers out there. Pass on this one. The smell, this double IPA starts off with like a very present sweetness, followed by like a pretty heavy aroma of pineapples and faint hints of lemon. But like you said, Dave, it's not overpowering, but it's quite the opposite. I think it's very inviting, way more fruity than it is piney, like almost no pininess in this double IPA. Let's all move on to the taste. Let's all cheers again.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And take a big drink
cheers.
Of the Pineapple Passion Northeast Style, mm-hmm. Double IPA.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
No, wrong two.
Oh my goodness.
Wrong two.
Oh God.
Okay. I'm
what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
My wrong two, but like I'm laughing. Well, I'm drinking. Can't stop. What are you doing, man?
I'm okay.
You're gonna laugh when you die. That's basically what happened.
It's good. It's very easy drinking.
Do you want to take another drink and maybe get it down the right receptacle this time?
Yeah.
That was a correct receptacle.
You are you're an IPA fan, Dave.
I am. Yeah, this isn't a traditional IPA though,
no,
right?
So
it doesn't have the bite. It as weird as it is to put it like this, it tastes kind of like an IPA, like a fruitier IPA that somebody poured milk in.
Yeah.
Like
there's a creaminess
yes,
to it.
Yep.
It's very interesting. Ian, are you a fan of this?
Oh, yes, I am. And it's that drinkability. It's so easy for me to down something like this. And it makes me feel cool that I'm drinking a Northeast style IPA, milkshake, that kind of stuff. I do like, and it's sweet at the beginning, and it goes down again very smooth.
Yeah. Sylvia, you've had a couple of drinks of this. Looks like
yes,
you like it.
Your thoughts? I am getting like the creaminess. I think if someone is just kind of starting into craft beers, mm-hmm, I think this would be a good first craft beer to try out.
I agree with you 100% there. The taste of the Pineapple Passion Double IPA from Lead Dog Brewing starts off with a somewhat like tart pineapple presence, followed out by that balanced like lactose sweetness in there. There's hints of citrus, a little bit of passion fruit floating in there, but those aren't really super pronounced. Almost no hop presence until the end. It shows up with like a faint smattering there in the finish. No alcohol is present whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's at 8%. This thing for
this
a double
8%?
IPA.
Is that what you said?
This
wow,
is at 8%. Like this is a very very easy to drink beer.
Would you say it's dangerous as far as you can just like slam
to drink to drink this easy at 8%?
Yeah,
like it's
if you're hanging around with friends and you're not, you know, you're not paying too much attention. You're just enjoying the moment and you have a beer that is accompanying that. You got to be careful.
Okay.
In my opinion, the mouthfeel, it's light to medium bodied, refreshing. I would say smooth and somewhat creamy. Mm-hmm. You know, it does have that like smoothness that kind of gives it a creaminess to it. The drinkability, in my opinion, this is another really solid choice. If you like IPAs and if you're looking for a beer that is a departure from those traditional super piney and hoppy selections that are out there, this could be the beer for you. This double IPA comes in at 8% ABV and is incredibly crushable. I do recommend, like Sylvia pointed out, being mindful when drinking these because they go down easy and could sneak up on you and could be a great gateway IPA because it's just so juicy and easy to drink.
Sounds wonderful.
I think it is. Overall, this is an interesting and fun beer, which is fun to drink, and I would highly recommend checking it out.
They sneak up on you and they go down easy.
Oh, God.
Cool. Who doesn't like that?
It's like a Tinder profile.
That's right. Can I get a drum
yes,
roll,
sir,
please? On Mahoney's Beer Scout Supremacy, I get the Lead Dog Brewing Pineapple Passion Milkshake Northeast Style Double IPA. A 4 out of 5.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Not once last night, but twice, I was woken up by my 2-year-old.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a rough night of sleep last night for both me and the wife, and the reason why is because it didn't happen just once, but it happened twice, a very specific thing that my 2-year-old decided to do, yeah, while we were all supposed to be sleeping. I thought that we had a verbal contract that this is the sleeping time and not the time for that, but she, I guess, did not read the fine print, and as a result, rough night of sleep last night.
You'd been out of town, you'd been traveling, and first night back, you would think she'd be happy to see you.
Well, there's a strange way of showing it. That's the case. 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Flogging Molly is coming to Las Vegas. They always do this every year around St. Patty's Day.
Always.
It's a great time. Friday, March 15th, going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. X107.5 presents the show. Tickets available through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. But Flogging Molly is going to be right here in Las Vegas, and we would love to send you to that show for free. If you've never seen Flogging Molly around St. Patrick's Day, like I said, certainly a special event. Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. What is your name? Oops. I think I just hung up on them.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Why would you do that?
Oh, no.
Why would you hang up on them?
I didn't mean to.
Why would you do such a horrible thing?
Sorry. Whoever that was, I apologize.
Wow.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Good morning. I'm Trish.
Trish, we talked about it very early on in the show today, so I don't know if you're going to be able to get this, but...
Oh, I got it.
What is it?
Oh, she woke up throwing up on him a couple times.
Yeah, she barfed all over me twice.
Yes!
Thanks, Sienna. Love you.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. The best.
It was actually really, really kind of sad because she's like, what is happening?
Oh,
she's like,
oh, did she say that?
She's like, I just want to feel better soon.
Oh,
want to feel
God.
Better soon? And I'm like, oh, and I'm just like rolling around her puke. I'm like, oh, God. My wife, being the trooper that she is, like goes out, you know, like takes all the stuff off and like brings in a new comforter and then it happens again. Blah! You ever been barfed on, Trish?
Oh yeah, I'm a medical professional.
Oh, so you get all sorts of stuff on you all the time.
Paid for it,
yeah,
though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening today, Trish, and congratulations. Enjoy the show, Flogging Molly. It'll be a great time.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, take care.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.